Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
You've got to be crap on my ball.
Cactus.
It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Howdy, everyone. I'm RBCP. This is the Snowplow Show. Today we're going to... I don't know. Hell if I know. We're not going to call church people, that's for sure, because they're on to us. In fact, I'm deleting the entire church note thing from my notes right now. So me and Liz did the church people last week. Then after our show... Who did a show after us? Sloth did a show after us. He called a bunch of church people. And then Jihad called a bunch of church people the next night. Or not a bunch, he did a few. Cracker and Jag called a bunch of church people. Everyone called all these church people from the same church. And they were not happy. They started busting Jag and Liz. In fact, I wonder if I could do this. I wonder if I could play a pre-recorded prank call on my live show first thing. Let me go to Jag's showreel. Because this one call happened that really, really amused me. Let's see, that was the 9th. I don't remember how long this is. If it takes too long, I'll stop playing it. But I sure was amused by this call.
Oh, this is Dwayne.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is Dwayne there?
Who's this?
This is Megan. I go to church with you guys.
Oh.
He was giving me those googly eyes from over the pew.
Oh, Dwayne, he hasn't been out to church since a year ago Easter.
Oh.
I know. During that Mass, like, I just can't stop thinking about it. I've been thinking about it for, you know, over a year now. The way he looked at me and batted his eyelashes.
What's your name?
Megan,
do you go to college or something?
Why?
That's
you
awkward.
Do.
But that's a weird question to ask me, don't you think?
But what did you say?
That's weird to ask me, don't you think? Where's Dwayne at? Is he in school?
Yeah, I'll let you talk to him.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, this is a girl from church, Megan. He can't hear on the phone without his hearing aid.
Get it then.
How long ago was it?
It was actually Easter Mass a year ago.
A year ago Easter?
Yeah. His eyes were full of lust when he looked at me.
Full of lust.
Lust.
Oh, I don't remember anything.
Yeah, he didn't want you to know. He was like kind of shielding you from it.
Oh, I don't know anything.
He even kind of, like, put his fingers up, like, in a peace sign motion, and then, like, put his tongue through it and just kind of licked.
Oh,
right in the middle of church. Yeah, I know. Kind of inappropriate, right?
I don't think he had the right person, because he didn't do stuff like that.
Can I talk to him, please?
He said he can't hear on
the phone. He can hear you fine.
Well, you can put the hearing aid on. Obviously, he can hear me through you.
Well, we're in one end of the house, and we're just getting ready to go to bed, and...
Well, I don't care what you're doing. I want to talk to him.
This girl wants to talk to you.
I said no.
Well, I said yes.
She's insisting. Do you want me to tell him what it's about?
Yes.
This girl, Megan, said you was making googly eyes at her a year ago Easter.
Well, I have no idea.
Over the pew.
Huh?
Over the pew. You know, Dwayne, he walks with crutches and stuff.
Yeah, he walks with the crutches. I found him really attractive, and I kind of, like, waved to him, and he just, like, smiled and started making these, like, googly eyes and blew me a kiss and everything.
He gave you a kiss?
Yeah, he blew me a kiss.
He blew you a kiss. You blew
yeah,
me a kiss.
Yeah, ask him about it.
Not this Dwayne.
Yeah, yeah, I bet he's the only Dwayne at church that has crutches. It was definitely him. He blew me a kiss.
Oh,
right during church.
He don't remember anything about it.
But everybody, when the pastor said, bow your head, close your eyes, bow your head and pray, he looked over at me and he blew me a kiss.
Oh, she said when the pastor said, bow your head and pray, you looked at her and blew her a kiss.
I don't believe that.
No, he said he never did. Never did it.
I mean,
like
maybe
that.
He was off his medication or something.
What?
But he definitely did, and like, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry if he offended.
Are you his wife?
Yes.
Oh my God, this is awkward. I've been like fantasizing about your husband for a year now.
Yeah, well, you don't remember anything about it, but that sounds crazy. But
you're a very lucky woman. He's quite an attractive man. He looks like he knows how to please the ladies. Is he good in bed?
Oh, no, he's 81 years old.
That was JagTV. JagTV, Mixlr.com/JagTV. And that was Cracker talking on that one. And I don't know what I'm doing today. I've got Yelp pulled up. I'm sure I have a bunch of requests in my show notes. This show is sponsored by Turbo Boost. Somebody did the Patreon thing and said, hey, I don't want to be the sponsor. I want Turbo Boost to be the sponsor of my money. So thanks for nothing, Turbo Boost. The show is sponsored by Turbo Boost. I wanna be a technical writer. Woohoo! Turbo Boost. Brittany Baker is alive. That's breaking news. Yeah, her Facebook is back. And I posted a comment on one of her posts, and she commented back, and she's alive. I guess she just took it down temporarily. I have no idea why, but yay, Brittany Baker. She's submitted a lot of numbers in the past, and we've had fun with them. And she's been listening still. She's heard us talk about her being dead and stuff. So woohoo, Brittany Baker. I'd like to call someone on Yelp, but nothing's happening on Yelp. I'll leave Yelp open, though. Maybe something crazy will happen. Let's see. Oh, social media mob. That's in my show notes. I have four things that are four different ones. So let's pick one. Do I want to do a photography page, a CNI laser page, a penny saver page? Let's do Penny Saver. Maybe I could call numbers out of the Penny Saver. I also have someone's personal Facebook page. I thought it'd be fun to just make crazy posts on theirs. Okay, so we're going to do this. Everyone go to facebook.com/... And it's called Hi Neighbor Penny Saver. Facebook.com/... Hi Neighbor Penny Saver. I'm old, so I know what a penny saver is. It's like a newspaper, usually a free newspaper with a bunch of classifieds in it, that they put in those really crappy mom-and-pop convenience stores. And they still exist. I still see them. Can't imagine anyone actually using them, but apparently they do. But Penny Saver is an active Facebook page. Their last post was 15 hours ago. Anyone can comment or like their posts without liking their page. So post ridiculous, wacky things. Don't post mean things. And we'll come back to it and see what happens. There's only 309 likes on this page. That tells you how popular penny savers are in New York. So let's see, where is the Penny Saver website? Latest issue. Not a lot of phone numbers in the ads. Yeah, this is stupid. What a dumb idea. The Preservation Foundation will present Rehabbing Your Older Home at St. Peter's Church Parish Hall. Andrea Rebecca, a historic preservation architect, will share how to plan for and prioritize rehabbing work on a historic building. After the presentation, the CPF will have a short business meeting and go over their plans for 2014. While the presentation is happening, a children's program will be offered. For more information, please contact Judy. So yeah, I'm canceling that. There's going to be a sex offenders meeting that night.
Hi, it's Judy. Leave me a message.
Oh, Judy, come on. Someone in the chat room saying you can change the phone number on the Facebook Penny Saver page. It's open to the public. That's weird.
Hi, it's Judy. Leave me a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey Judy, it's Roy from the St. Peter's Church Parish Hall. I just want to let you know about the, you're doing the rehabbing your older home, this coming Thursday, and I'm sorry, but we've had to cancel that. You can't have that here, because, that's the night we have the sex offenders meeting. Yep, you're being pushed out by the sex offenders. How's that make you feel? Sucks to be you, huh? Okay, well, maybe next week, you know, maybe, we'll see. Just, get in touch if you want to try again, but... We're pretty busy on Thursday with all the sex offenders. We gotta keep an eye on those guys. Bye! Yeah, I don't know. Let me look through the Penny Saver some more. Fireman's truck and tractor pole. The Area Widows Bereavement Support Group will meet at St. Joan's Church. No, I am not gonna call grieving widows. Wait, bereavement. What's bereavement mean? Let me Google bereavement. I honestly... Bereavement is the period of grief. Yeah, mourning. Okay, that's what I thought it meant. No. I'm not gonna mess with grieving widows. No. It sounds hilarious, but... Nah. Wow, they do that every week, it looks like, because there's another one. There's another one. She's the only one that places ads. Okay, fuck this Penny Saver. I'm not doing Penny Saver. Let me look at their page. George says, the secret ingredient in this weed killer is cactus water. The main post on the page is how to make weed killer. nothing too hilarious. So there's a review. A couple of reviews. A lot of reviews. Let me click on see all reviews. I bought a glory hole from here. It was spiky like a cactus and gave me serious cock burn. Despite this, I would shop again. Extremely helpful in providing great details on the most succulent glory holes. What's with glory holes anyway? That was always Carlito's thing, wasn't it? That wasn't my thing. I guess it's my thing now. The Penny Saver saved me a ton of money on my prostitutes. I was even able to get me Oxycontin in exchange for sex. Thank you so much. I earn big bucks thanks to High Neighbor Penny Saver by promoting Glory Holes. For promoting my Glory Holes business, thank you. And some of you are just rating 5 stars without doing reviews. That's nice of you. Let's page a Starbucks person. Oh, it's Los Angeles. That's never a good sign. Oh, yeah, before I forget, this horse guy in the chat room is saying that we can edit things, change their phone numbers. I don't believe that. That can't be right, can it? He's just messing with me. I don't see no edit button. Maybe Horse just happens to be an admin of this page. Yeah, right, Horse. We can only suggest things, Macron says.
Hi, what's up, Sam and Gaz? It's Mona speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, could I page a customer who's in there right now?
I'm sorry?
Could I page a customer who's in there right now?
Yeah.
Okay, his name is Minkwan Wangwatana. Hello, ma'am?
Who am I?
Oh, his name is Minkwan.
Give me one second.
He's a little foreign.
She just effed right now.
Huh?
She just effed right now.
What's after it right now? What?
She just left.
Oh. Oh, it's a she?
Thank you.
Okay, bye. How does she know? She must know that person. Weird. So, of course, I'll just call another Starbucks.
Thank you for calling Starbucks. Have a great spot. How can I help you?
Hi, could I page a customer who's in there right now?
Can you... Sorry?
Oh, could I have a customer that's in there right now come to the telephone?
A customer?
Yeah. His name's Philip.
I don't know.
Huh? You don't know?
I don't know.
Oh, well, his name... He's a customer. He should have just come in.
No. Well, is there anything you want me to tell them?
Oh, yeah. Could you tell him to come to the phone?
No, but besides that.
Oh, why can't he just come to the phone?
Because customers can't come to the back.
Oh, well, I'm calling from the corporate office. It's for a promotional thing we're doing. I'm sorry. I should have explained
okay.
That.
What's his name?
Oh, his name's Philip.
Philip?
Demopoulos.
Philip Demopoulos?
Yep.
Okay, let me go look for him.
Thanks.
Okay.
I have a partner number and everything. Dust Bernadette says I made her come. Good job, Brad. I'm pretty sure you're right. What should I say to Philip? Philip wrote an insanely long Yelp review of this place. He wants to give shout-outs to his favorite baristas, Michael, Jaren, Angelique, Jesse, Julian, Ruby, Vin. You guys are awesome. That's not his favorite baristas, that's all the baristas. Because they all make him smile every time he comes in.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, are you looking for Philip?
Yeah, Philip. You probably know him. He comes in there a lot.
Okay, because I asked the customers that are in the lobby if there's a Philip around, and no one responded.
Oh, you don't know Philip personally?
Well, there's many Philips that come in.
Oh, I see. Well, this one, he's, like, okay, I'm sorry, what's your name again?
My name is Ruby.
Ruby. Oh, yeah, you are listed as one of his favorites in his Yelp review.
Well, there's a few Philips that come in, so which Philip are we talking about?
Is he kind of creepy? Is he, like, a little bit stalky?
He's a little bit stalky?
No.
French?
No, I'm asking, like, is he just a weirdo, like, this Philip guy? Because he's, like, his review on Yelp is really, really long, and I'm just concerned for the safety of all of the employees there. It seems like he's going to, like, drag you into his van or something. I wanted to tell him not to.
I'm not sure, because there are a few Philips, but the Philips I know aren't creepers.
Oh, okay, well, that's good to know.
Okay, maybe, but is this something I should be worried about, or...
I don't know.
My partner?
No, he's probably fine, just, I don't know, I just wanted to tell him not to be, you know, doing the Silence of the Lamb thing to anyone.
Okay, well, I'll keep an eye out for that.
Okay.
If there's a Philip that's, like, kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I have your name?
If Philip comes in, Philip Demopoulos, just eye him suspiciously. If a Philip comes in, if he has you write Philip on the coffee cup, be, oh, are you Philip Demopoulos?
Okay.
And if he says yes, just run.
Okay. I will keep an eye out for Philip Demopoulos, and if he seems like a creeper, then I will call in.
Okay, all right. And what's your partner number?
My partner number is 1224, and I'm the store manager here.
Okay, great. You're doing a great job. Thanks for protecting your employees.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you for calling that in.
Oh, sure, no problem. I'm glad to help.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Have a good one.
I hope she heard the clang. I think she did. That is the type of employee that would have easily shut off all the breakers if I asked her to, is my guess. I'm probably right about Philip. I'm probably saving lives today.
Starbucks Tracing Clover, this is Victoria speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, could I have a customer? There's a customer in there right now. Could I have him come to the phone?
His
name is Arthur Ray. He should be in there right now. Is there any way to, like, page him and have him come to the phone?
Arthur Ray?
Uh-huh.
1 second, let me check.
Okay, thanks.
This guy's calling me, says a guy named... He basically wants us to pay his friend so we can talk to him. Can we do that?
Huh? I said, I don't think we do that.
I don't think we do that.
We're on a bar.
Huh?
We're on a bar.
Yeah.
We're not a bar.
I'm sorry, nobody answered.
Oh, did you actually do it? Because I sure didn't hear you yell out the name.
Are you Arthur Ray?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Out there. He said, did you do it? Because I didn't hear you yell out the name.
I just got hung up on. I don't know if you got. I had tried to turn up the volume as much as I could, but the guy in the background, he's like, "Oh, we don't do that. It's not a bar here." And they're just like talking shit about me the whole time in the background.
Thank you for calling Starbucks on Clover Road. This is Erica. How can I help you?
Hey, Erica. This is Douglas from the corporate office with Starbucks.
Hi.
Hi. Is this the person I just talked to?
I don't believe so, because I just answered the phone for the first time.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I was trying to page a customer in there. It's for a promotional thing we're doing. His name is Arthur Ray.
Your what?
I'm trying to page a customer to come to the telephone. His name's Arthur.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Arthur Ray.
What's the name?
Arthur is the first name, and the last name is Ray.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry?
Did somebody else answer the phone before? You sound like a completely different person.
No, this is not the same person.
Oh, who was that? What was her name? Because she just hung up on me.
I don't know. I can find out for you. I'm on the bar.
I see. Yeah.
Let me see if Victoria answered the phone.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. It's okay. I just need to talk to Arthur Ray before he leaves.
Okay. Let me see. Hold on. Is there an Arthur Ray here? Is that you? Okay.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Arthur.
Hi.
Hey, it's Dave from the corporate office.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Hang on 1 second.
Oh, God.
Hi, sorry about that. I was paying.
Oh, no problem. Oh, you paid already? Because we were going to give you a free coffee.
Oh, I bought 5 coffees.
Oh, you bought 5 coffees?
Yeah.
Oh, well, how much did you pay?
17 something.
Okay, we're going to give you a bag of beans for free.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. That was nice.
Free beans.
Cool. Yeah, I will definitely use those. I have my coffee pot at home.
Okay, yeah. Free beans for you.
Great. Well, thank you.
And,
I need to pass you back?
Well, do you know the names of all the baristas there?
I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, not the...
Unfortunately, this is my home one. This is my work one, but I don't know of a local... people here.
I see. Okay. Yeah, the one that gave you the phone, she's nice, but then there's another female. Is there another female working there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you near her?
Kind of. She's making a drink.
Oh, can you call her a ratchet hoe?
Call her a ratchet hoe?
Yes, please. Yeah, just real quick. Say, excuse me, you're a ratchet hoe. That's part of the promotion. It's a comedy promotional thing.
She can't hear me quite yet, but...
Oh, just scream it then.
Kind of out of rage.
Scream it.
What's her name?
Huh?
What's her name?
Her name is Ashley.
He told me to tell Ashley to call her a ratchet hoe.
Okay.
She's laughing at me.
Okay, see, perfect. See, everyone's going to get a kick out of it. Be like, hey, Ashley, you're a ratchet hoe.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Sorry, what's that? Say what now?
Say, she can hear me. Ashley, you're a ratchet hoe.
You're a ratchet hoe. He said to say, Ashley, you're a ratchet hoe. She gave me the middle finger.
Really?
No, she didn't do that.
Okay, she's fired. Okay, I'm going to have to ask you to fire her.
I could fire her.
Yes, yes.
No, I couldn't do that. She's too sweet. She looks
like,
too nice.
Ashley, you know, we feel like it's just not working out.
And no, it's working out. I couldn't fire her. She has a family to feed. I couldn't fire Ashley.
I could.
Maybe you could, but I couldn't.
Okay, put Ashley on the phone while you get your free coffee beans, and I'm going to fire
her. Thank you.
Make sure Ashley gets the phone.
Fire me, that's not nice. Hello?
Hey, Ashley, it's me again. Remember, you hung up on me.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Remember that time that you hung up on me?
No.
Yeah, I called earlier, and you're like, oh, this isn't a fucking bar. I'm not going to page customers, and then you hung up on me. You hung up on the corporate office.
I haven't called anyone.
No. I called you.
I haven't answered any phones today.
Is there more than two females working there?
Yes.
Oh, who's the other female? I'm going to fire her.
There's like eight females working.
Really? Wow, it's a big place.
Yes.
Well, I don't know which one it was, so it's basically you're fired. You're free to go home now.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You are free to go home now, and you can pick up your last paycheck 2 weeks from now.
Really?
Yep. You're fired. You're fired. Out of here. You're a ratchet hoe, and you're fired. I mean, you gave the finger to a customer. How could you do that?
I didn't do that.
Yeah, he told me. He said, Arthur told me.
Oh, he told you I did that?
Yeah, and then I checked on the security camera, and you were giving him the finger.
I'm, like, really confused right now.
You should be. Why don't you go home and be confused since you're fired? You're out of here. Forever. Just hang up, Ashley. Just hang up, okay? Just go. I'm tired of this, too. I'm actually really bored with this call.
Okay.
But you are fired.
Okay. That's good to know.
All right. Have a nice time looking for a new job.
Okay.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi.
I'm sorry. Who is this again?
My name is Steve. I'm a friend of Arthur's.
Uh-huh.
I'm his roommate.
Oh, okay. So you're not from Starbucks Corporation?
No. We just thought it'd be funny. Me and Arthur did. He has a crush on you. Would you? I was going to try and help Arthur get some. I really wish I knew who that first person was. Those two people, they sounded so bored and angry and... I think it might have been Palindrome. He made this. No. I'm gonna start over. Let's listen to voicemails. Oh, here's a voicemail I got. I'm pretty sure this is a voicemail that I just received.
Hey, Arby. Brad Carter. Well, I never thought this is gonna happen to me. I really, really never ever thought this kind of thing is gonna happen to me. I'm the girl from that glory hole you had a thing with. I thought it was just fun, and I'm sure you thought it too. But Arby, or should I call you Brad, Arby? However, I got pregnant, and this is really, really, really shitty situation, you know? Because what am I supposed to say to my mom? Oh, hi, mom, I'm got pregnant, you're gonna be a grandmother. And who's the father? Some guy from the fucking glory hole. I mean, I got pregnant in the bathroom. Why? Because I'm probably a sick fuck. Fucking nymphomaniac trying all sexual things ever in the whole world. Well, I don't know. I don't know what are we gonna do, Brad. You gotta talk to me because even though I'm crazy when it comes to sexual stuff, I still believe in God and I believe in good things and I believe in destiny and everything connected with higher forces, and you know, and I believe abortion is a sin, so I'm keeping the baby, and my baby deserves to know his father. And I was thinking if it's a boy, I don't know what I'm gonna name him, but if it's a girl, it's gonna be Mildred, like your grandmother Mildred Monday. Well, I don't know. I think maybe we could all live together and be one little simple happy family in Roy, New Mexico. Maybe we can plant cactus plants, sorry, my English. Maybe we can be happy. And what I need from you, Brad, I know how crazy this is, but what I need from you is to talk to me as soon as possible. Oh well, as soon as possible, thank you.
End of message. Yeah, that was a voicemail. Now, that was a palindrome thing, Fiverr. I think it's a palindrome. He's the one that told me about it, but... Oh, crap. I got another one pregnant through the glory hole. Again. So, that sucks. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should go through the things. The requests. Request the pranks. Because there's sure nothing happening on Yelp today. So let's go through the notes. Let me look. I have a lot of notes here. Oh yeah! This one! Baby love! I gotta do baby love! Okay, I did this last week! I called on a Monday and they weren't there, so fuck it. No, I gotta do a morning show some other time this week and call baby love. Damn it. Wait, no, today's Tuesday. I can do this. It's Monday that I theorize that they don't open on. Okay, so this is all right. Now let me change my caller ID. This is gonna be hilarious. This is a request. Alright, it worked that time. Good, good, good. Okay, this is a request. This person says in the request, and this will be like the third time I've read this, "Hey, I love your show. My sister-in-law deserves a good prank call. Has the phone number? She's the owner of a children's baby clothes consignment. Please, this would make my year." And I called them like two shows ago. I said, "Hey, I'm with Baby Gap. You're not allowed to sell our clothes because that's copyright infringement," or something stupid like that. And it wasn't even the right lady. It was an employee of the store. And then I tried to call on the last show that wasn't a Liz show. And anyway, yeah, I'm going to say I'm with the store next door to them. I'm Sensei Doug.
Baby Love, this is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. This is Sensei Doug. I run the martial arts store right by you.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, that's good. Business doing pretty good and all that?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, really good.
That's good, yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Oh, sure. No problem. Hey, listen. Do you think maybe you could stop fucking looking at me like that every time I come in? Because, like, every time I come in, you're just looking at me like that. And just stop looking at me. I'm tired of you looking at me. Giving me those snake eyes.
And what?
Giving me those fucking snake eyes and just looking at me. Just stop looking at me.
Are you joking right now?
Not at all. I am sick of it. I'm a sensei. My name is Sensei Doug. I shouldn't have to put up with this. I'm just trying to do my job, go to work. And every time I come in, you're looking at me.
Okay, this is a joke.
No, I am not.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't. First time I seen you was when I first started here 3 months ago. I haven't seen you since. So no, I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Well,
is it the owner then? Because one of you females in there are just looking at me. Like, I come in, I have to walk around all that shit you put out on the sidewalk, all those strollers and toys and shit. It looks like my ex-wife's backyard or something.
Okay, well, this call is a very harassing call, and I could call the cops on you for calling me, cursing me out like this.
I'll call the cops and tell them you've been looking at me, and I feel threatened every time I come to my own work.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
And your lazy eyes freaking me out. And she's gone. She's going to call the cops anyway. Shouldn't I just call right back? I mean, I may as well. It's already harassing. She told me it's harassing. One more time. Nobody hangs up on Sensei Doug.
Hi, you've reached Baby Love.
Yeah, see, I think I got the employee again. I don't think I got the person he actually wants me to prank. Every time I call, it's this other girl. Well, I'll leave a message, and at least that way the owner will hear the message. So it'll be all right.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sorry about that. Baby Love.
Oh, hey, it's Sensei Doug again. I got hung up on by that girl that's always giving me the snake eye whenever I come to work.
Oh?
Yeah, listen, I talked to the building manager. I talked to the owner of this building, and he says you can't keep all your shit out on the sidewalk. Because I almost trip over it every time I get here. I have to walk around. It's a sidewalk. It's not a fucking display window. It's a sidewalk. This is Sensei Doug from upstairs.
Okay.
And it's a sidewalk. Do you know what a sidewalk is? The purpose of a sidewalk? It's so you can walk on it.
Are you talking about our clearance rack in front of our store?
All the shit in front of the store. You always have strollers out there. It looks like a goddamn garage sale. You have strollers and toys.
Is there a reason you're cursing
shit.
At me?
Because every time I come to work, you guys are looking at me. You're just looking at me. Stop looking at me like that.
Who's looking at you?
Give me the fucking snake eye every time I come to work. I shouldn't have to feel threatened just coming to work, you know?
Is this a joke?
No. I'm sick of all this shit. All this time I've been having to walk around all that crap in the sidewalk. It's like...
Why do you even park in front of our store? What are you having to walk around? I don't understand.
I come in front of the store all the time, and you guys know that because you always look at me. I mean, guess what? The dumpster's in back. If you want to throw all your crap away, throw in the dumpster. Just don't leave it on the sidewalk.
We don't leave anything on the sidewalk. We put stuff out for display that's for sale. If you have a problem with it, I guess you could take it up with the property manager.
I have.
Don't call me cursing at me.
He told me. He said, I'll talk to them. I'll get them to stop leaving shit all over the sidewalk.
Okay, that's great. Then he can call and talk to us. Otherwise, I guess you should just open your eyes and watch where you walk.
It look like a bunch of hobos live here.
This is the most ridiculous phone call I've ever received. Nobody's giving you snake eyes. You think we stand in front of the store and wait for you to walk by every day?
No, I can see you from inside.
I don't even know who you are or what you look like. Are you crazy?
You can see you from inside. You're all judging me and, like, just looking at me.
Who's judging you? How do you see us from inside? You think we're sitting there watching you, waiting
for
you?
I have ninja eyes. I'm Sensei fucking Doug.
Okay, fucking Doug. Have a good day.
Oh, you're going to curse at me now. You're going to curse at me now. Okay, I hope whoever submitted that to me listens to this. Because I'm happy with that call. Things are going to be awkward with Sensei Doug next time they see him. Someone in the chat room is like, Ninja Eye can see through clothes. No, Bill Man, I can't. Call Sensei Doug? From their store? Let's see, this is on the East Coast. So, I don't know, East Coast, it's like noon there. I don't know. I don't know much about martial arts places, but it just doesn't seem like the type of thing that would be open in the mornings. But maybe I'm wrong. I have no idea. So yes, okay. I have just changed my caller ID to be the store that I just called, and now I'm going to call Sensei Doug. Thanks, Bill Man.
We are unable to come to the phone right now, so please leave your name, number...
I'm not going to leave a message. I want to, but whatever. Okay, deleting that one. Thanks for that submission, whoever did that. I actually, they didn't give me much information. They didn't give me the lady's name that I was supposed to talk to, but I think that time it was an older lady, so I bet you that was her. I bet you I talked to the owner. But I looked her up on Google Street View. I noticed there was a martial arts place upstairs from her. Okay, so everything you've heard so far has been a recording. None of this has been live, so I guess I'll start the live show now. Let's do a live show. Why not? It's Tuesday. Time for the live show, everyone. Let's call the human being. How weird, we have a human being in my town. I didn't know it was a chain. I just thought they were really clever local business people with the cleverest name ever. Hi, could I page a customer who's in there right now?
Oh, the customer?
Yeah. Yeah, her name's Jeanette Larson.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Jeanette. I don't know why you have a phone call. Are you serious? Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, Jeanette.
Yes.
Hey, this is Greg from the Human Being Corporate Office.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Doing great. I'm a little taken.
Oh, are you? Well, look, I'm a little taken, too, by your goddamn, your review on our page. You wrote this really nasty one-star review, and why don't you just stay away if you don't like our review?
I have not written a one-star review.
What?
I've never written a one-star review. I would give you 5 stars.
You say you're hooked bad, and you think Starbucks is better than Coffee Bean?
No.
You said Starbucks blows human being out of the water, is what you wrote?
No.
Oh, okay. What'd you write then? What'd you write?
That you guys are the best. I love you.
Bullshit.
Yes, I am hooked to your coffee.
Bullshit. No, I see differently here. Maybe somebody hacked your account. It says,
I've never ever done that.
It says
he's always have written bad reviews. He's saying he's from corporate? Yeah.
It says you pay $8 for a 20-ounce coffee.
Know.
That's a lie.
He's grilling me right now saying I've written bad reviews.
You're a liar and a cheat and a
sinner. I'm a liar and a cheat?
And a sinner. A sinner.
And a sinner.
And a prostitute and a murderer.
Hello?
Also, she didn't hear this part. She's a prostitute and a murderer, and she's kicked out of the store forever. you can't call people murderers, apparently. Let's take a look at the Penny Saver Facebook page. Where the hell did it go? Oh shit, I lost. Oh no, there it is. Okay, hold on. Refresh. So ever since we did those church things, where Liz was a genius and found this church directory online, a PDF file of every member name of the church, Cracker has been trying to outdo her, because Cracker is just a jealous, sad person who is jealous and thinks she has to outdo Liz. But she was sending me links last night. I can't remember exactly. It was like a horse club. She found a horse club membership, which she thought was hilarious. And I wish Carlito still did shows, because that would be the perfect thing to send him. It's just this giant directory of members and their phone numbers of this horse club. She also sent me a membership thing for OWL. I don't know what OWL is. I didn't click on that one and look it up and stuff. But there are a lot of member directories with phone numbers online. Because if Cracker can find them, anyone can. Because she's an idiot. So, maybe that should be the direction we all go from now on. Just call up members of places and say we're with that place. And do hilarious things to them. That's what we're going to do. Because I sure enjoyed last week with all those church calls and all the different shows. That was a lot of fun. I'm going to put those up on YouTube soon. Submitted number from a guy named Jack. He says, can you call this number? He's a redneck, and he gets pissed off fast. He's my friend's abusive father that keeps calling him and making remarks to kill him. Please call this number till he kills himself. Yeah, let's call this number so the abusive father will put him in a bad mood and make him really angry, and he'll take it out on his son and abuse his son more.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number.
Thanks a lot for that. Wait, was that my fault? Oh, yeah. All right, this guy thinks he lives in Star Trek land and puts periods instead of dashes in between all the numbers, and that makes my asterisks not like the number. So let's try again. Starting 505-717.94.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Well, who is this, first of all?
Hey, first of all, don't get an attitude with me. I'm with the electric company, and you're behind on your bill, and it needs to be paid, or we're going to shut it off within 1 week.
Hey, so you can go ahead, because I don't have an electric bill, asshole.
Oh, you're going to see how much of an electric bill you hung up. Yeah, it just occurred to me that I do not know this guy's name. Crap. Okay, wait, how does he not have an electric bill? He's like Nick Badfish. He makes his own electricity.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 5.
Okay, well, I consider that one finished. I hope that man does not get angry and beat his son more than he normally does. Oh yeah, I was supposed to refresh the Penny Saver page and you know, read the Penny Saver. Let's read the Penny Saver. Oh, that's weird. Remember the last post was a wait. Let me just make sure. Let me refresh. Something seems to be missing. Yeah, the last post was a picture of a thing of weed killer. And people were leaving comments on it, and that seems to be gone. So now the last picture is a picture of a dog. A couple of dogs. I wanna be a technical writer. Hi, Ace. I can't hear you, Ace. Hello, Ace? Alright, Ace Flan. Ace just tried to call me. External mic, speakers, that should work. Here, let's make sure. Let's call this.
You've not reached AT&T Wireless. You've reached customer service. Please hold for a live agent.
What was that? Okay, my Skype works. That was the weirdest message I've ever heard from AT&T. Alright, there's no more new reviews on the Penny Saver, and there's no new comments on this dog picture, so... They're on to us. They're deleting posts, comments. If anyone wants to call in, as Baz is asking, and I'm not going to leave you on the line, so you don't get to hang out with me or anything, Baz. It's Snowplow Show on Skype. If you'd like to be hung up on by me, call Snowplow Show on Skype. It's been an hour. Let's take a break. Let's take a music break. And I'll regroup. I'll get some things ready. It looks like the only music I have on here is a bunch of church music, so let's listen to some church music. It's left over from mine and Liz's show. Get ready for some nice religious music. 2 songs, maybe 3, and I'll be right back.
There is a way that leads to life. That find it never die. Past mountain peaks, graced white with snow, the way grows brighter as it goes. There is a road inside of you, inside of me.
And just wave them from side to side.
Hooray!
Fuck that, punch them up in the fists and just pump them up and down like this. Yes, when nothing ever goes your way, when oh no's not enough, you say,
God damn it.
When you wanna crawl up and die, when you're crawling up the walls, you cry.
God damn it.
When your hands wanna ball up in fists, when you're getting unbelievably pissed.
God damn it.
When the color red is all that you see, when all you wanna do is break free, you scream. That's me. Now let's see, what do we got?
Aw, suffering.
Running around a cage, then rage, and another thing. Everything is amplified by the overstated understatement of saying that you're just frustrated. You're worse off, first off, stricken by a feeling inside, and your pressurized tension's building and building up, building, hitting critical mass. You're gonna crack, man, better start kicking some ass. Now, mama did say there'd be days of this kind. The weight of the world weighs heavy on your mind. And you find that you're kinda like a water balloon. There's just one more prickle being doomed. Kaboom, boom! You gotta let it go and just let it out. You're a little teapot, this is your spout. And you're about to start spewing steam out of your top. You gotta drop a G-bomb like it's hot or you'll pop it.
No!
Hey, hey, let me hear you heretics say,
God damn it.
When nothing ever goes your way, when oh no's not enough, you say,
God damn it.
When you wanna crawl up and die, when you're crawling up the walls, you cry.
God damn it.
When your hands wanna ball up in fists, when you're getting unbelievably pissed. Hell, that's the alphabet.
L-O-L.
Oh, well, now, don't you feel a little bit better? Was it just before you came and reveled like like a sweater. Believe me, this is temporary relief. One crisis down, another one is lurking beneath. So just breathe and take a break from being negative. Lots of opportunities to use my favorite energy are coming up. Tumbling and rumbling herds. Lock and load and invoke the cousin of the curse word. Gonna pout about it, or you gonna sit and sulk? Fuck that. Let your tongue turn into the Hulk and cause a son of a bitch out backwards and sideways. Vomit up obscenities. Unleash a tirade. Cut off in traffic. Your phone drops a call. You get sued, or if you're a dude, kicked in the balls. If you get a paper cut or covet your neighbor's stuff, I got a couple syllables that I cannot say enough. Oh! An imaginary supreme being. Damn, is a verb to condemn, is its meaning. It, in this case, is the direct object. So you're commanding God to condemn things, got it? More than just an outburst of malicious intention. It is a compound word and a complete sentence. Divine intervention's what you're ordering when you command God to condemn the things that are annoying you. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You think God gives a shit about your business? Think he or she or it is you to compel? Do you think your stubbed toe is deserving of hell? Do you believe a tiny sickness was a fiery path? You really feel an inconvenience towards God's wrath? In truth, you probably don't, but believe me, I do. So God damn it all to hell and God damn you too. And go to hell. Well, one more time, let me hear you yell. God damn it. Nothing ever goes your way when oh no's not enough you say. God damn it. When you wanna call up and die, when you're crawling up the walls you cry. God damn it. When your hands wanna ball up in fists, when you're getting unbelievably pissed. God damn it. When the color red is all that you see, when all you wanna do is break free. God damn it. When you wanna keep it clean to the fam, then you shout like Yosemite Sam. Like Alice, man, you chasing under Wonderland. A white rat, what you got when you're smoking and you're chewing fingernails off of your hand. A bad habit, embrace it like your new best friend when your favorite tune comes to an end.
You're listening to the Prank Call Nation Network Machine.
Hello.
At prankcallnation.com.
Okay, I'm back. That was a fun break. I got some drink stuff. I was out of Pepsi, so I have to have a Hawaiian punch. Got to keep myself going so I can quit in about 20 minutes. I think that's a good thing. I mean, that's a good time to quit. 22 minutes from now, I'm going to quit. Quitting for the day. Fuck this shit. Let's see. Let's call another request. Wait, let's check Yelp. Hey, there's something I don't understand. I've been noticing lately. I've been trying to track my podcast listeners because the numbers are insane lately. I figured it was just bots hitting it or something, but they appear to be real people. I've used... you guys don't care. I've been using podcast tracking stat things, and it seems like I'm getting, 20,000 downloads. There was 28,000 downloads once on one, which seems insane. That seems high. If there's 1,000 listeners... If there's 20,000 listeners, why isn't there, 20,000 Patreon contributors? So something's wrong here. I'm looking at logs. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't think I really have 20,000 people listening to the podcast feed. But maybe, who knows? Every single one of you listeners should be contributing to the Patreon. Hi. Should I say your real name?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, RB.
Hey, who's this?
Sarah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I should say your real name, because I think...
It's okay. Oh, okay. I don't mind.
So you called to be hung up...
Yes.
Hung up on.
Exactly.
I can accommodate you.
Do it.
Where are you from?
Sweden.
Oh, okay. I didn't think that was a trailer park accent, but...
Yeah. It's a horrible accent.
Ah, okay. I was afraid at first. I thought you were the person who I got pregnant through the glory hole.
Oh, yeah.
You're calling to collect support or something.
You never know.
Do you have anything crazy to say, questions? I wish I could make you make a call, but I can't because I'm not set up for it. My setup here sucks lately.
Aw. I don't know.
Name three Britney Spears songs. Now, go.
Oh my god. I have no idea.
Hit me, baby.
Yeah, hit me, baby, one more time.
Okay, number two.
Oh god. I hate Britney.
Yeah. I was listening to a radio show this morning and someone had to name five and it pissed me off because he couldn't even name one. And you're just like that person, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Everyone should know their Britney Spears history and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, well, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I just copy other morning shows. Do what they do. Oh, and also, if there are thousands of listeners, I wish you would all go to iTunes and leave reviews, because that really helps. It seems like a lot of them are coming from that thing I use. The radio thing. What's it called? The radio thing. I don't know. Stitcher. Everyone listens through Stitcher. I don't know. I'm just confused about the numbers. It doesn't make sense. I don't have 20,000 listeners per episode. That's crazy. Well, it was nice to talk to you, Sarah. I've seen you around forever now. That was kind of cool. I don't mean to be rude to everyone by just slamming down the phone. Oh, here's a good one. A good Yelp. If they have a name, I don't think they do. Jen. Jenny Cakes. Her name is Jenny Cakes. And she's at an auto glass repair shop. Wahahahahaha! Oh, please. This has got to work. I love auto shops. Check-ins at auto shops. That's my favorite.
Autoglass?
Hi, could I talk to someone who's there right now getting her autoglass fixed? She should be in the waiting area.
Yeah.
Her name's Jen.
Is that for the RX? The RTX?
Yeah.
Hello?
What? Hi, is this Jen?
Hold on. What is her name?
Her name's Jen.
Jim?
Jen. Jim? It's a girl. J-E-N.
Oh, no.
No, Jen. Jennifer Jen. Jenny. Her name's
Jennifer
Jenny?
Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Jennifer, god.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I have nobody there.
Her name's Jenny
There's
Cakes.
No there.
Yell out. Jenny Cakes. Jenny Cakes. You know cake like you eat?
Jenny Cake?
Yeah, Jenny Cakes.
No, nobody's there. Sorry.
Thanks for ruining everything. Ah. Well, that sucks. I was all excited. Yeah, she didn't even check Bill, man. I know. She looked around. She's like, oh, she doesn't look like a Jenny. She doesn't look like a Jenny. Maybe her name's not really Jenny. That's probably the problem. Okay, I'm going to do a request, and then that'll fill up the rest of my time, and I can just quit. So this is from someone named Feline, I think. Says he or she has a friend catching shit from this guy, and I want to know if you guys would like to prank him. Nothing serious, just simply becoming a nuisance. Like, I'm going to just keep calling him over and over and be a nuisance. Here's his number. Everyone thinks I'm just the revenge show, and I just need to get revenge on everyone who's wronged you. His name is Sean, and he lives in Fountain... Or, no, I'm not going to say that. And he works at Carl's Jr. So, I don't know. I guess I'm calling his number, not Carl's number.
What?
Hi, this is Gary over at Carl's Jr.
Hey, what's going on, Gary?
Oh, nothing much. You're supposed to be over here. You're supposed to work today. You got switched.
At Carl's Jr.'s?
Yeah. Yeah, you should have been here like 30 minutes ago. Are you coming in today? Are you sick or something?
I'm sorry, Gary. I think you might have the wrong number, bud.
Oh, this sounds like you. Is this Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're supposed to come into work today. You're supposed to be here about 30 minutes ago.
I quit Carl's Jr.'s like 3 days ago.
No. That doesn't matter, because you didn't give your 2 weeks notice. You have to work for 2 weeks, or you could, you know, there might be legal ramifications if you don't come in right now. It doesn't matter that you quit. You have to work for 2 more weeks. State law.
State law?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't know that? They didn't tell you? What'd you do? You just say, I'm out of here? You just be an asshole and just walk, leave, and stuff? No, you have to come
in. I don't know who this is, but if there's some kind of manager calling me, they wouldn't be cussing over the phone.
Oh, you don't think I can curse? You don't think I'm a real person? You don't think managers are real people? I mean, you're going to be an asshole and just quit on us like that, and you think we're not allowed to be assholes and curse at you?
So I'm sure this is some kind of harassment thing going on right here.
Oh, you think this is harassment? You think a single phone call is harassment?
Well, you shouldn't be calling me saying I'm being an asshole and shit. Like, I'm done. I quit.
Oh, look, you're cursing at me now. You're cursing at me.
Who is this?
So you're saying I can't curse at you, but you can curse at me? Is that how it works in your stupid little world? Look, you need to be in here. You were supposed to be in here over 30 minutes ago. Okay, in all fairness to the person that submitted that, he submitted that months ago, so it's my own stupid fault for waiting so long. He's like a draft dodger. He needs to be put in prison.
Hi guys, Sean, sorry I didn't get your message or your call. Just give me a call back later or leave your name and your number and I'll get back to you. Right, bye.
Hey, Sean. This is Clyde Costin. I'm the district manager for your local Carl's Jr., and I just wanted to let you know that we're prepared to offer you 25% raise if you come back, because you were the best damn glory hole attendant we've ever had, and we want you back. It's not the same here without you. We can't get along without you. 25% raise. No. 35% raise. If you come back, okay? Please come back to work for us. If you could come in today, if you could get started immediately, that would be great, because we really want you back. We really want you back, okay? You've got my number. It's on the caller ID. My name is Clyde. Please give me a call back or visit, you know, your old work again, and please, we cannot find a glory hole replacement person that was like you, and it's just not the same. Please come back. We want you back. You're an asset to our company, and we can't imagine. We're just going to close down that location if you don't come back. It can't run without you. Please, you were the best. You were the best glory hole attendant ever. Okay, thank you, Sean. Sean, please take this seriously, okay? And please get back in touch ASAP. Okay, bye. I think he'll believe that. So thanks, Feline, or whoever, whatever your name was. I don't know. Let's check the Yelps one more time. One last time. Oh, and I need to check the Penny Saver. I think everyone's getting bored with this whole Facebook mobbing thing. Not as much of it happening now. So I'm going to stop doing it and just blame you guys. Hey, they have more likes than they did earlier. Not a single thing. Holy crap. There are 70 people listening currently on Mixlr. On YouTube, there are 22 people listening. And let's see, there are, 30, 40 people listening on the Shoutcast. And there's no comments on the Penny Saver. The URL, if you want to do anything within the next 10 minutes, is facebook.com/HiNeighborPennySaver. HiNeighborPennySaver. Maybe I should have given that out earlier. If you want to leave crazy comments, not mean comments on their Facebook, I sure wouldn't complain. But yeah, I think it's about time to quit the show for the day. Let me look at my notes. Do I have anything else? Brittany Baker's alive. That's the breaking news for the day. Let's look at Penny Saver one more time, see if anyone's left anything in the last 5 minutes. Hey, people have. I loved your buy three, get one free cactus deal you've had running for the last 2 weeks. From Nevin. Now, see, are they going to delete that? Because they shouldn't. That's nothing wrong with that comment. That's fine. All the reviews are still up, so that's good. The reviews are pretty funny. Okay, last call. Let's call a Five Guys. Wait, no. No, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm going to call Five Guys. Five Guys. Five Guys are awesome, because they have those new crazy computerized soda machines, which are easily hackable. you can get in and like change options and do crazy things on their secret admin menu. You go to the water and you click under the water, triangle shape, and you're in their system. Go to Five Guys and try it.
Hi guys, I'm Unreserved. This is Erica speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, could I page a customer who's in there right now?
Excuse me?
Could I page a customer who's in there?
Page them?
Yeah, to come to the phone. His name's George.
Are you sure that it's a George in here?
Yeah, positive.
Okay, can you hold on, please?
Sure, thank you. Oh, this again.
No, you gotta have the fresh auto in there. We're doing web order.
Speak to one of the customers in there right now.
Hello, how may I help you?
Hi, this is Greg from the corporate office with Five Guys.
Okay.
Hey, we're just trying to do, we're doing like a promotional thing, and there's a George in there right now, and is there any way we could just have him paged to come to the phone?
You from Five Guys Corporate?
Correct, yes.
Hold on, man. I ain't never heard of this before. This is crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's something we do at every location at least once a month.
Are you George? Are you from Five Guys? Are you George?
What?
Somebody from Five Guys want to talk to you. This is weird now. This got me kind of, you know what? I don't know. He said Five Guys Corp. Where you at? All right. Hey, man, what's up?
Thank you.
Ooh, what? You want to talk to him and say why you saying ooh? Yeah. What then? You can't say ooh if you're not willing. You George? Who you know at Five Guys Corporation?
Oh, my God.
Huh? Somebody said they Five Guys Corporation want to talk to you.
Corporation?
Now, I work for Five Guys. You in trouble, man.
Hello?
Hey, George. This is Greg from the corporate office with Five Guys.
Yes.
This is George Nazare, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we're just doing a promotional thing. That guy's an idiot. Like, I don't know what his problem is. Like, he's being a weirdo. We do this, like, every week. And he's just being stupid about it and saying we're the corporization or whatever. But yeah, you want a free meal today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And in addition to that, we also need you to fire that guy.
Okay.
Could you tell that guy, while we're still on the phone, could you say, hey, you're fired.
Oh, okay.
You're the one that's in trouble. He just hung right up on me. I need to come up with a new shtick. My Yelp shtick is old, with all these places I call. Corporate office. You know, when Dwight does this, he tells them that, like, their house is on fire and stuff. Hi, Baz.
Hey, Arby. What's... I like that call. That was funny. Oh. Did you hear the guy in the background going, you in trouble now, boy?
Yeah, I know. That was insane. I want to go to good. That Five Guys.
Yeah. Where was that? What city?
Oh, let's see. It was in California, and it was in... Oh, no, I'm wrong. It was in Maryland. Hanover, Maryland.
Okay. Cool. So you can't have guests make calls with your current setup?
No, I got to fix that.
Yeah. That's okay. I just called in for my hang-up.
Oh.
Since I haven't been hung up on you in quite a while.
I can do that.
And I've been missing that.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's good to hear your show. I didn't realize you were doing one. I woke up a little bit late today and I missed about half of it, but...
You missed all the good stuff. All the good stuff happened in the beginning.
Well, something to look forward to on the podcast.
Yeah.
Very cool. Gonna do another show this week, you think?
Well, no, I said I was going to, but that's because I thought that other place was closed. But who knows? Maybe I will. I don't know. I'm always too tired in the morning.
Yeah.
I have to drink lots of Pepsi and Kool-Aid and stuff.
Yeah, just drink Dr. Pepper. That's got caffeine, too, I think.
I'll try that. That'll be my drink for the next show.
Very good.
Sponsored by Baz.
Awesome.
Baz and Dr. Pepper.
All right. Very good.
I had to do it when he least expected it. Okay, and that reminds me. Okay, this is going to be the last thing that I do today. I'm going to ask you guys for help. And you don't have to help in the chat room. This is more for the podcast people to help me with. And, you know, you can write it in the comments on the podcast on phonelosers.org. But here's what I need help with. Okay, Skype. I use Skype for incoming calls from you guys, and that works fine. And then I also use a VoIP client to make the outgoing calls, to make the prank calls. And that works good. The problem is that they can't talk to each other. They can't hear each other. Like if I were to have Baz on Skype and I were to call Five Guys on the VoIP client, think of the VoIP client as like a Google Voice. So let's just say that. I can't get Google Voice to work with Skype. Let's pretend it's Google Voice so it's not weird and complicated. So yeah, they can't hear each other. I can hear them. You guys can hear them both. I can hear them both, but they cannot hear each other. And I tried setting it up with virtual audio cables, and it just won't work. I don't know. Virtual audio cables is really hard to understand. I'm not retarded, I swear. I understand the whole idea behind virtual audio cables, but I don't know how to do it without making crazy echo or whatever. Forget the broadcasting. Broadcasting does not apply to all this, because it's on a separate computer, so that doesn't matter. All I need is for you guys to give me a hint on how... Yeah, Bill Mann says it's a very, very easy fix. I'm sure it's very easy, but I'm sure stupid or something. So, tell me how to get Skype and another VoIP client, like Google Voice, for example, to talk to each other. I did it last week when Liz was on the show, but that was a stupid setup. It fucked with my sound pretty bad. I don't know if you guys noticed it on the last show, but the sound wasn't the best. It worked, but I don't want to do it that way. I want it to all be on my laptop. Using Windows, Skype, another VoIP client. I'd like to get like three different ones working together all at the same time. That would be nice. So tell me how to do that. Oh, and by the way, I do not have stereo mix on my laptop. I don't think it has stereo mix, or I have to update the drivers or some shit. Who knows? I sure don't. So if you want to give me technical support, please do. I've been looking all over Google. I can't find an answer. Every time I say how to make... forget it. Yeah, it just sucks. And of course, everyone in the chat room is giving me answers. Maybe I'll try and read that after I go off the air, which I'm about to do. But yeah, help me out with that, and I'll be able to let people that call in make a call with me. And that'll be fun. So what else? Yeah, that's it. All you 20,000 podcast listeners, please support the show with Patreon. Go to patreon.com/phonelosers and pay $1 a month. $12 a year for all these shows. It's a good deal. Otherwise, I'm giving up on Patreon and just going to go back to doing it for free. Sick of Patreon. Sick of everything. Okay, before I leave, let me check. Jeanette's Twitter. We pranked her earlier. She has not done anything on Twitter since I pranked her. Arthur, I'm pretty sure we got a hold of him. He hasn't done anything on Twitter. Nobody tweets about the craziness anymore. So yeah, that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Yeah, thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Maybe I'll do another show this week, but probably not. We're going to leave with some very religious church music. So here's some church music. Take us out. See you next time.
Brothers and sisters, we're gathered here today to listen to a young man that's on fire. You're sitting in the church of the Reverend Charlie Murphy. And I'm going to bring it to you, my brother F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S. Fabulous.
Preach, brother. Preach.
Fabulous.
Preach, brother. Preach,
preach to a brother. Church.
I preach through my raps, yeah. God is watching me, I still reach to my strap, yeah. Broads is watching me, they wanna leech to my trap. The Jesus Christ on my neck, reach to my lap. I teach you to rap in my Sunday school. These bitches get a one-day rule. You gotta fuck by Monday, cool? Or she gotta stroke a stick.